Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Functionally Autoimmune. I'm so happy that you're here today. I have such an amazing guest that I'm happy to introduce, and I know that you guys are going to enjoy him. I have with us today Jason Cisneros. He's a public speaker, entrepreneur, philanthropist, and the host of the Bald Avenger podcast. He's also the board member of Nourish Me, which has amazing products of curcumin to help with autoimmune disease and other things. And he's here to share his story and all of these things with us. So welcome today, Jason.
Thank you for having me, Brandy. And thank you for the work that you do and bringing information to people that are suffering in the autoimmune world and great stories and great products. So thanks for having me today.
Oh, absolutely. It's my pleasure, really. I get to meet so many amazing people just like yourself.
Oh, thank you.
So Jason, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you kind of got started with Nourish Me and in your journey and you know, just who you are. Let us know a little bit about you.
Well, thank you. It's absolutely my least favorite subject to talk about, but the way I like to set it up a little bit like this, Brandy, because, you know, when people are listening to podcasts, they're listening for information to improve their own lives. And so as I tell my story, what I have found is that it's very valuable for other people to see themselves in the same journey. Right. Absolutely. And, you know, if you look up any of my story, you'll find this anywhere online, but I was adopted when I was very young. And my adopted father was not such a good guy, broke my nose, you know, 15, 16 times before the time I was 17 years old, very abusive to my mom, and went to prison for attempted murder of me and my mom when I was 17 years old. That lifestyle that I was brought up in, you know, which is relevant to everybody that's listening, is I just did what I knew. And, you know, there was a lot of drugs and, you know, the drug world when I was growing up. And so that's even after he went to prison, you know, that was my life. And I had some great mentors come into my life. And that's why I love podcasts, because Brandy, you get to be a mentor to people. They get, you know, we get so many great mentorships that are given to us sort of free. And we take that for granted. I know when I was younger, it wasn't so readily available, this access to information. So, but I had some really great, amazing through football coaches, wrestling coaches, you know, these types of mentors stepped into my life. And later on, Tony Robbins and Jay Abraham, Keith Cunningham, who's the Rich Dad and the Rich Dad Poor Dad books that we've all read. You know, these people sort of took me under their wing and saw something in me. And, you know, and I turned that life around and got into business. And when I got into business, I failed again, you know, my first three times, and learned a lot from those failures. I took copious notes on each one of my bankruptcies, and then got a chance to go on the road with Tony Robbins. And I took those notes and interviewed hundreds and hundreds of some of the brightest business minds in the world while I was working for Tony as a speaker, and took those three notebooks of failure, put them together with the solutions of what these other people would have done, and then got back into business myself. And I got into the turnaround business, fixed a bunch of companies, and then started buying a bunch of my companies, and then built up a very nice private equity firm that I didn't have any partners, no debt, no none of that stuff. And no investors, none of that. And then I sold that back in 2019. For about the 10 years before I sold, I really got involved in the world of domestic violence. I started doing, you know, helping with fundraisers and got into that world. And then about halfway into it, I got invited to go to this movie one day that was about human trafficking, specifically children in the underground sex trade world of trafficking, and just broke my heart, Brandy. I know everybody out there, when you hear about some of these amazingly horrific things in the world, it just breaks your heart. But I got involved, and through a weird set of circumstances, I got invited to go undercover to do a rescue. And I've been doing that ever since. I've been in several countries, you know, here in the United States, you know, over 100 rescues now, and it's been an amazing path. But along the way, part of the journey was going back about 8 years now. I ended up in Peru and I picked up E. coli. And, you know, anybody that's had that knows it just ravages your body. I didn't really know what was going on. It took a while for the doctors to figure it out, you know, what was going on with me, and my health steadily declined. I'm a very energetic, very, you know, I have a ton of energy usually. And I felt my energy being sapped. My shoulders really started to get sore. I took some Cipro as finally one of the doctors said, hey, we need to do some antibiotics. I took Cipro and, you know, just trusting the doctors like a lot of us do, didn't look at any of the side effects. And I ended up getting, having really bad joint pain. And they said, yeah, that might be a side effect of taking the Cipro. So, you know, you got this disease that drives you down, and then you have the fix is it was, you know, doing a lot of damage as well. And that's when I turned my, you know, one thing about my mom is she's always been all natural. And I turned to her and turned to her strategies of just trying to figure it out. Right. Yeah, I knew that I was healthy before. I just wanted to get back. Like, you know, I listened to some of your podcasts before I came on here and the stories of people, right. We're doing great. And then one day we're not.
Right.
And we spend a lot of years and a lot of pain, you know, trying to reverse that trend, not to be superhuman, but just to get back to when we felt good. Right.
Yeah. And, exactly.
Yeah. And that's what I was like, man, I was doing really good. I took my health for granted. You know, and now I'm having a hard time. I speak a lot for, on stages, either for raising money for trafficking or for the business world. And I would get off stage, Brandy, and I would be so exhausted. I would just have to go lay down somewhere. And so I started my comeback path, much like probably everybody that's listening to this, has, and looking at different ways, you know, all of the different, strategies that are out there that weren't doctors and weren't traditional medicine. And, you know, and a lot of it, you know, some of it made me a little better and some of it didn't work at all. Some of it was, you know, a lot of it was snake oil and, right. You know, and just, great marketing, programs, but the product was terrible. And then I came across this product called Curcumin, by this company called Nourish.me. You mentioned it at the beginning. I'm on the board now. I feel like that, you know, that Hair Club for Men guy, you know, I right. liked it so much. I became part of the company, exactly. But I took it and, you know, much like I'd had probably, you know, plus being in business and being an investor and, you know, the world that I live in, I probably see on average over the last 15, 20 years of my life, I've probably seen 10 new products a week. That were world changing. Everything cures this and it cures that, it cures this.
Right.
And I just used myself as a human test tube and tried almost all of it. And I kept a few of the products that worked and most of it just didn't. And you get your hopes up, which is probably the hardest part of this journey, right? Which yeah. is you're just looking for a little relief and some energy back, or for you to stop hurting so much, or, you know, this is it. And somebody goes, hey, I found this, and you go and take it and it doesn't work. It takes a really extraordinarily positive, fighting minded person to just keep going and trying different things along the pathway. And I'm no different. I did that as well. Finally came across this product and met with a lot of, how can I put this nicely? Disbelief, right? Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, great. Another product. Like, yeah, sure. It's going to help me. So, but I tried it because the person that introduced me to the organization, longtime friend of mine, and I trusted him. So I got a couple bottles for myself and I got a couple of bottles for my family and some of my friends that I knew were going through different things. And the premise that was presented to me in the beginning was something that I'd heard all over the place, which was the core of what's going on with us. The fundamental platform for that is something called inflammation.
Right.
And I had already come to understand that reality, that truth, that the underlying problem with a lot of the things that came out and then were diagnosed were based in inflammation. And that made sense to me. So, he said, this thing is really great for inflammation. If you've got any problems, I'm like, yeah, my shoulder, my energy, all of the different things from having E. coli. And then that led into a thyroid issue, hypothyroidism. And so I was like, yeah, all of that makes sense. I'll try some. So I bought some of the bottles and, took some of it. And it was really interesting because in the first 15, 20 minutes, my shoulder started feeling better. And I thought, well, that's got to be an anomaly, right? Because we get our hopes up, but we're always ready for that disappointment.
Right.
And just kept taking it. And my girlfriend's sister was pregnant. And we asked if, you could take it while she was pregnant. And she had a hard first pregnancy. And we wanted to see if this worked. And sure enough, the baby came out pink. It was a hard pregnancy, C-section. She got better faster than, the doctor had ever seen anybody. I had a friend of mine that had some lung issues that he had to clear his lungs over and over at night. And then in the morning when he woke up because of something that had been going on with him, called me and said, I'm getting so much sleep. I don't have to clear my lungs anymore. And another friend of mine who does rescues with me had been limping for, probably, 5 or 6 years because of this bad plantar fasciitis in his foot. And, and he took it and he goes, my foot feels better while we were on an op, right?
Right.
While we were on an operation, he goes, my foot feels better. I'm not limping. And so, so all of these things kept stacking up to, oh my gosh, this stuff might actually work. Right. So I dug in a little bit better or a little bit deeper. And I've been talking a lot, Brandy. Is there anything you wanted me to ask or wanted to ask me?
No, I absolutely love this. Your story is amazing and I love everything that you've done. And I love that you're explaining all of this. I know, my listeners are pretty, aware of curcumin. We know that it's kind of a component of turmeric, but yes. I think that your explanation and how this has worked for you is fantastic. So please keep explaining.
I will. Thank you for that. I get so excited. I just keep rambling and I don't want to do that on your show. So I went to the inventor, the guy that made the product. And I said, okay, I'm intrigued, like explain to me why this stuff works. And, and in the meantime, I had asked the company, I said, well, if you guys want me to come in and get involved from a business perspective, I want to see all of your testimonials, which if you go to nourish.me, you can, anybody that's listening to this, feel free, because those are really, that we don't do any advertising actually, it really is just the users and the shows like yours that are bringing in this product out. And we haven't, we're going to eventually probably do some marketing, but we just haven't yet. And I said, get me all those testimonials. I was going on a vacation with my kids and I'm like, I want to dive into this. So I started listening to those and I had a great conversation with Michael Hager, Dr. Michael Hager. And he is based in the Netherlands. And we just talked for a couple of hours and he told me, a lot about the product and why it's been working. So here's how he explained it to me. And this will make a lot of sense to your audience. He said that turmeric and curcumin specifically, when you go to PubMed.com, there's been more articles written about it, for anti-inflammatory purposes and this spectrum of applications, which I found interesting. And I did a lot of that research when I went on vacation as well, found it to be true. And he said, part of the challenge is when you get into the molecular, and I'm not a scientist, nor am I a doctor. I want to make that super clear. but he said, he goes, let me break it down for your, for your civilian mind. He said, just imagine that, your body has ways of accepting these different supplementations and nutrition for your body and to be able to use it. And he said in turmeric, and curcumin, for your body to break it down, the molecules are so big that it's not very bioavailable. Sure. And so it passes through. So you can eat a ton of turmeric or drink a ton of turmeric tea, and your body has to continue the process of breaking that down. And so the bioavailability is super, super low. And he said, what I did, this is Michael Hager speaking, Dr. Michael Hager, he said, what I did was figure out how to mycelize, or again, for my brain, use nanotechnology to break that down to where it's immediately bioavailable. And then your body knows where to take it for whatever inflammation, if it's in your foot, if it's in your hands, if it's in, all over your body, whatever that is, it goes there and it helps radically reduce the inflammation. And I said, okay, cool. I accept that as, and I did a little bit more research. I went through the PubMed papers. Mm-hmm. And then I started going through the stories. And I think more than anything, you know, obviously the science worked out, there's a lot better information on the website about why it works and the efficacy and the science behind it. But the stories, Brandy, were heartbreaking and heartwarming and inspiring. You know, I had this video sent to us, and you'll see this on the website, of this lady who hadn't been able to make a fist. She had really bad lupus, and she hadn't been able to make a fist for 6-7 years or something of that nature. And she was taking it, and she videoed her hand, which, you know, if you've ever seen advanced lupus, what it does to your joints and those type of things, it's really sad.
Right. Yeah.
And so she took it, and then 30 minutes later, she took two of our products. We have a red, a green, and a gold. And she took one 15 minutes later, she took another. And by 30 minutes, Brandy, she took a video, and she was crying. And you could see her hand had radically reduced in its inflammation. And she was making a fist. And the times that we've spoken to her afterwards, she's like, I haven't been able to lift my kid. And now I can grab her and I can, you know, really hold her with my hands. And, and it was just story after story after story after story. And so when I got back from that vacation, I said, okay, I'm in. I really want to be a part, reversing just a little bit in my story. You had mentioned that I'm the host of the Bald Avenger Show.
Right.
Podcast. And the people that have been following me there for years, you know, they tag themselves as Misfit. So we call ourselves Misfit Nation.
Love it.
and our real impact that we want to make on the world is easing suffering, right? We want to we'd love to solve human trafficking and child trafficking, and it should go away. And there should be no more, you know, cause there's 10 million kids in the world being trafficked right now. Every 11 minutes, there's a woman being beaten in her own home. Every 4 seconds, somebody's dying of starvation. And, you know, rather than get tied down into the feeling that we can't do anything. Like, why would I even try when things are so bad out there? Right. We really adopted this concept of easing suffering everywhere we can, wherever we are. And that's sort of my audience and my people. And I know you may not call yourself a misfit, but you certainly fall into that with the work that you do, into easing suffering for people, because, you know, whatever aspect that we're suffering, and a lot of us are suffering with this autoimmune and trying to figure out what the heck's going on.
Yeah.
If our health can be optimized to the best level that we can possibly do it, it puts us in a better mood. It resources us at a higher level to be able to fight those fights that we have to. You know, maybe you're looking at, you've got a child and you're looking at fighting for better situations on the school board, or, you know, you're a freedom fighter, or, you know, you're doing some sort of charity, or you're just trying to put more hours in at work so you can provide better for your family. If we can do anything from the spot that we are to ease suffering, then that's our motto. We, you know, the tagline for the Bald Avenger show is we ease suffering by any means necessary. Well, and so coming across this product, curcumin, it really fit well into that physical suffering. We do a lot of the work that I do is physically taking people who have had their freedom taken away and giving them freedom. Right. And to have people that can, you know, increase their health and their energy and their clarity of mind to be able to make more money to donate or to be able to go out and fight the fight or to start a charity, this fit perfectly. And I got to tell you, it's been an inspiring company. I mean, a lot of the businesses that I had and have built and grown over the years were more traditional businesses. This one, it has a special place in my heart because of the tears of relief that I see over and over and over again from people telling us their story. We don't make any promises with our company other than the fact that it's going to, radically reduce inflammation. We don't make any medical claims, but you can go through the plethora of actual users with our product and just listen to their stories. And maybe it's something that can help you, the listener, that's been suffering with something for a while. And that's my prayer and hope that it does.
Yeah, I love that. I think it really speaks volumes to the fact that you're not having to go out there and do advertising. You know, yeah. When you have a product like that, that has really affected so many people's lives in a way that they want to share it and they want to talk about it and they want their story heard, it really speaks volumes to the fact of how successful and how powerful that product is. And so I think that that's a really important point to point out because, you know, the fact that people are calling you up and telling you their story and sending you their videos, I mean, it gives me chill bumps thinking about like, you know, these things and how amazing.
It does. Yeah. I get caught alone with my thoughts a lot. And I just think of these people and I mean, even my own situation. I mean, I thought I was going to die, Brandy. I got to a place and I'm a big fella, you know, and I've always been a protector and strong and been able to go into a fight and win it and, and do these things. And I was in my bathtub one day, I was soaking with Epsom salts and, you know, and doing whatever I could to keep my body functioning at all. And I couldn't get out of the bathtub and I laid there, you know, like a big baby and just cried. I'm like, is this eventually just going to, I'm just going to wake up one day and die from, you know, from right. being, you know, from E. coli or whatever right. it was. And I cried like a baby. I had to push myself, you know, eventually out of the tub and fall on the ground and figure out a way to get myself up because there was nobody around to help me. And that was a real turning point for me to say, I'm going to do anything I can not to feel like this. And then if I find some ways of fixing myself, I'm going to shout it from the rooftop. So here I am on Brandy's rooftop.
Absolutely. I love that. But you know, it's something that I say on the podcast a lot. And I try and really instill in everybody that I come into contact with is it is absolutely possible to heal and feel better and to be in a place of health. Because I know Amen. That there's so many people that are kind of at that rock bottom place, like you were just talking about, Jason, where they're like, this is it. I don't know what I'm going to do. And so I know there's so many people out there that feel that way, but it's so important for them to know that there are amazing products like this out there. And it is absolutely possible to get better.
It is. And, you know, and it's just the human spirit and its ability to be able to handle adversity. I mean, I've seen it in the eyes of these children that have been trafficked and the, you know, a woman that's coming out of a physically abusive relationship and, you know, people that have, you know, around the world here in the United States as well, that are on that last breath, you know, going into villages where you're walking to the village and seeing people that died on the side of the road of starvation and, you know, seeing people come back from these diseases. It just is humbling. You know, yeah. It's humbling to know that God put a product in my path that right. is doing such good work, you know, for people that try it. So I just, you know, I just hope that everybody gives it a shot. We have a money back guarantee for everybody, obviously. And if it doesn't work for you, you know, the application of how you use it, it's all, everything is on the website for you that, you know, somebody a little bit higher pay grade than my civilian mind, as far as the science yeah. goes, you know, people that want those details and whatnot, it's there. And please feel free to reach out anytime, anywhere, because I've seen it help so many people over and over and over again that I just wouldn't, I would hate for your audience to miss out on at least taking a shot at something that's helped a lot of people, including myself.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. And you mentioned a little bit earlier that there's three different ones. Can you go into that a little bit? What's the difference between the three, or, you know, what, sure. what can you tell us about that?
Sure. So we have three different products. One is our original formula. All of them work, by the way. Right. They all work. So you can't buy the wrong one. You can't make a mistake. Right. but there's the original formula, and, you know, for terms of when they're looking on the website, one is red. That's our original. One is gold, and that is one that's got some bio aloe. So people that are athletes tend to lean towards that bio aloe product. Yeah. And then we have another one that's, so we've got the red, the gold, and then a green product, and it has additional B12 and D3 for anybody that's, you know, looking for a little bit more energy and, you know, and the obvious protection that you get from some additional D3 in your diet.
Yeah.
Wow. We also, by the way, wanted to reward your audience. If anybody's listening and wanted a discount code, because as you and I talked in the beginning, everybody likes a discount. Yes, so we have a code. If you go to nourish.me and you're placing your order, there's a place in the process for you to put in a code, and it's FA20. So you'll get a 20% discount that applies to, I think, you know, we've got a super high percentage of people that get on the monthly program and just have it auto ship to their house. I'm kind of one of those people that I don't remember every month to order the different supplements I take. So that's super helpful, but it applies to any of the products, and it applies to whether you get a subscription or just a single order.
That's amazing. Yeah. Everyone loves a discount code, and everyone loves a discount. So thank you so much for offering that to us. That's
my pleasure. I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to spread the word. I really do.
Oh my gosh. It's honestly, it's my pleasure. And if anybody wants to get in touch with you or see what you're up to or find your podcast, what's the best way to find you?
I'm all over the place. So, the Bald Avenger podcast on, you know, you can find it on Facebook if you're there. JasonCisneros.com is kind of the place where you can go. You know, I've got business, comedy, and then my philanthropic stuff. It's kind of all there on JasonCisneros.com. And, obviously, nourish.me. And if you have any questions or whatnot, any messages that you send through there will obviously get to me as well.
Awesome. That's amazing. And I have to touch on this because you mentioned it and I find it fascinating. Mm-hmm. Tell me more about this comedy thing.
So it's interesting because I'm a very outspoken person. And what I started seeing probably, I think it was about 5 years ago, it was prior to me selling my companies, was that a lot of, you know, societal shifts, let's call it, have happened through the bravery and the cutting edge sarcasm of great comedians.
Sure.
And I also saw that there was, you know, comedy lately has just been shock value, nasty, dirty words and, yeah. you know, and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, you know, I've got a lot to say, and I also am very sarcastic. So, I'm going to give it a shot. And more importantly, another venue, another stage to be on, mm-hmm. to shine the light back on trafficking, domestic violence, and starvation.
Absolutely.
And so I did that. And what I wish I would have done it a long time ago, Brandy, because it's interesting. They call it comedic license. And, you know, before you call yourself a comedian, a lot of people would just say, well, you're a controversial jerk. And then I go, no, I'm not. I'm a comedian.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's been an interesting journey and an interesting pathway. And I've really enjoyed it, being able to say things that are important, making people laugh. We have a terminology that I came up with a long time ago. Because people say, Jason, you're in the dark parts of the world and dealing with dark subjects a lot. And plus your background and all that kind of stuff. How are you always smiling and how are you always happy? Well, I adopted the concept of being a happy warrior. You know, I'm a Christian, believe in God and Jesus Christ, and that lights my path, and that you can't attract anybody into your life or into making shifts in their life. You can't do any of that if you're depressed or angry or frustrated all the time. You really have to keep that happy countenance about you if you want anybody to listen to anything you've got to say. And so that's the moniker that I adopted.
Oh, Jason, that's fantastic. I, you know, honestly, laughter is like the spice of life, right?
I mean, yes. I wish we could bottle that and sell it, Brandy.
Exactly. It's also so healing. I mean, on top of all this other stuff, just laughing and to be able to express yourself in a comedic way. I mean, I can't imagine how healing that's been for you.
Oh, it's been amazing. It's been amazing. And the journey and just getting to be around groups of people who are just hell bent on being happy, being healthy, you know, taking their success beyond, you know, Anton J Global is my consulting company and I still own that. And we're a top 10 consulting company in the country. And our tagline, I decided to again, go to a different angle. And it was, our tagline is to help good people make more money, get more time so they can do more good, because the business community is a great place to show sacrifice and people that really care and they do really important things with this thing called profit.
Right.
And so it's all those angles, you know, I like to fight and I like to fight and win. And I think that the more that we can fight and win on the side of the underdog these days, I think it's going to make for a little better world for our children and our grandchildren.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, Jason, you're just such a bright light. You know, I love that you just bring this positivity into everything that you do. And I so much appreciate that. And I appreciate you for being here and for sharing all of your information and your story and everything that you're up to with us. I mean, just your time and your positivity. It's been so great speaking with you. And thank you so much for being on the show today.
It's my pleasure. And thank you for doing what you do. And thank you for your audience and you know, really being seekers in the world for knowledge and truth about how to better, you know, to have more energy to do more good. And I just appreciate so much the invitation for being here.
Oh, of course. You're welcome back anytime. And you guys, again, that discount code at nourish.me is FA20 for 20% off. And you can find Jason at the Bald Avenger podcast or any of his other websites. And I really encourage you to go read all about him, go to Nourish Me and check out those products, because I mean, it really is just amazing to be able to feel better and to have a product that people have used and believe in and know that really work. And so I encourage you all to do all of those things. And thank you so much again, Jason.
My pleasure. Thank you, Brandy.
Okay. Catch you guys on the next episode. Thank you for listening to Functionally Autoimmune.
Welcome to the show, and thank you so much for listening. This episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens, with 75 absorbable vitamins and minerals in just one scoop per day. I've increased my energy, immune function, and so much more. AG is a non-negotiable part of my daily routine. For your own risk-free AG plus 20% off and free vitamin D3 K2 supplement, go to www.athleticgreens.com/functionallyautoimmune or look in the notes of this podcast and you can find the link there. Trust me, you want to add Athletic Greens to your day. It makes such a huge difference.